Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, let you hear what Jalen Hurts said yesterday when asked about the future of Kevin Petullo. And Jeff McClain on his podcast talking about what's next with the Eagles offense coordinator. Plus, some quotes from his latest article. The headline, the Jalen Hurts roller coaster is about to lose Kevin Petullo. How will the next rider fare? We'll get to that. First, though, some phone calls here. Lamar in Philly talking about Petullo. What's up, Lamar?
Oh man, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good, Lamar.
All right, Joe. I don't know, man. Man, I used to be on board with everything you said years ago when you were on get rid of Wentz. Mm-hmm. Man, lately I just can't connect with you, Joe. I mean, like I'm listening.
Well,
to what
I mean,
you're
Lamar.
About
I mean, let's just be clear. You like Jalen Hurts, so criticism of Jalen Hurts you can't connect with. I mean, this is simple. I mean, it's not about me or you. It's about Hurts.
That's not it, Joe. We're both old enough. We watch enough football to understand.
All right, you're right.
I heard you mention some of the plays on that last drive.
Yes.
But you failed to mention all the second and 19s that this guy called inside zone. You failed to mention those, Joe. There's a lot of them.
So let's unpack it again. So we have a head coach whose whole thing is about turnover differential, right? Do you think Sirianni has anything to do with when they fall behind the sticks, how conservative they get?
Oh, Joe, that was going to my next point.
Okay.
Since you want to take it there. Yeah, so you were saying, is Petullo getting too much blame?
Yeah.
I said he's getting his fair share of the blame, and I don't think it's too much. But if you're going to put the blame anywhere else, you're doing what every single media head is doing all over the world right now. You're taking it to Sirianni. You're saying, I got a head coach that I don't know what he's doing. Don't know what he's doing, and he's hired his best boy that never done it before. So none of it makes sense. A head coach that nobody knows what he does, but for some reason we give him the authority to hire another guy that's never done it.
Well, I mean, I didn't give him the authority. The Eagles did. Also, we got to be fair about it, Lamar. They were coming off a Super Bowl championship. Like, if there's ever a time where the head coach is going to get to pick his coordinator, they had just won the Super Bowl. What are we going to do?
That would make sense, Joe, if Howie Roseman didn't assemble this whole thing and wasn't pulling all the strings.
Right.
Again, if you can put your finger on one thing that Sirianni did to make them win the Super Bowl, other than clapping and cheering and yelling going out of tunnels, then I'll give you credit for that. Other than that, there's nothing. Yeah. Everybody, you know what I seen that game Sunday? Mm. I wasn't even as mad as I usually is, Joe. I seen Kyle Shanahan continuously get use check. A fullback wide open.
Yes.
Continuously wide open. And again, in five seasons, Joe, I've never seen anything that Sirianni has done in that manner. And then you hire Petullo. Again, you're right. All of it's not Petullo's fault. You literally say, here's the best job in America right now with the most talented. Here, we know you don't have any experience. Figure it out as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. It never got figured out. The players don't believe in the system. When you call in second and 19, if I'm in that huddle, Joe, I hear inside zone when Barkley. I mean, my 7-year-old kid had watched Barkley get 1 yard gain or 3 yard losses out of shotgun. Second and 19. So you're at second and 19, but you're taking a handoff 24 yards.
But what do you think that says? Like, to me, it says one of two things. Like, I'm with you. I don't like that either. I mean, they're giving up on the possession. I feel the same thing as you. So it tells me that they just think they can win with defense. They don't need offense. And it also tells me they don't trust the quarterback to throw on obvious passing situations.
So, Joe, let me ask you a question.
Do you disagree with?
Why
do you think they are running on 2nd and 18?
Because I think that I'm gonna tell you right now, Joe. I think that Howie Roseman. I'm gonna give Lurie and Roseman more credit than being that stupid. I don't think they're giving a guy $60 million that nobody trusts. Because if so, you can get rid of him now.
No, but okay. So then you think that? Then what is the reason they're running on 2nd and 18?
Because this is my thought, Joe. Sirianni has to have something he hangs his hat on because he ain't got much going.
Right.
Hey, we don't want to turn the ball over. So that's my big call.
Lamar, I'm with you then. That was one of the things I said, right? They just think they could win with defense. Let's not turn the ball over. But Lamar, if that's handcuffing the coordinator. Like, we're deciding this guy is a moron. When if you have a head coach that says run on 2nd and 18, what is the coordinator supposed to do? Throw?
So I'm going to tell you what I would do, Joe. I would package both of them off and send them down to shot right. I would get rid of both of them. I would package Petullo and Sirianni, because what's going to happen, Joe, is you got a bunch of – the good thing about them losing, and this is my insight, they lost when all these coaches are available. If they went on a deep run, my God, we'd have to see both of these guys again. And again, I've seen enough in 1 year. I don't never have to see Sirianni, and probably will never see Kevin Petullo calling plays ever again. And it's only because he's now again. If Sirianni was a real stand up guy, he would go to bat and say, "Look, that's all my fault. He ran my offense. He called every play I wanted him to call. Don't blame him. Blame me. If anybody got to go, I'll bite the bullet."
You know what? That's kind of how Doug left. And Lamar, good phone call. I'm glad we recovered from the beginning. We don't kind of
got a little rocky.
Yeah, it's fine. We can disagree. I like Lamar. Yeah, I mean, I guess Sirianni could do that. I mean, he could go to bat for his guy, and he could say, if he's going, I'm going. But that means he's probably going to lose his job.
No, I don't think he
I mean, Doug did that for his guy.
He ain't about Sirianni about to do that.
Though. Okay, but Lamar's right. I mean, Sirianni could do that.
Yeah, Sirianni about to do that. Though. Okay. You can look at certain cats and see who down the ride like that. I don't think Sirianni that cat. I don't think he's that cat.
Now, Lamar brought up that this is an interesting time for them to need a coordinator, right? Because there's a lot of names out there, a lot of former offensive head coaches that are now unemployed. I do wonder how quickly the Eagles are going to move here, Hugh. I mean, a few years ago, they did not land Vic Fangio after the Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, that's probably fresh on everybody's mind.
Uh-huh, and then they did get him, obviously, the next year. But, you know, there's a lot of names out there people are interested in, but they got to move quickly here, otherwise I would say in the next week or two, those people are going to take head coaching jobs.
Yeah, you want to try to get your offense, and you want to try to figure this out as quickly as you possibly can. Yep. So I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that.
Jalen Hurts spoke yesterday, locker cleanout day. He was asked about Kevin Petullo's future. Here's how he answered that.
It's too soon to think about that. And like I said, I put my trust in Howie, Nick, and Mr. Lurie. I
know. What about AJ Brown? Would you like AJ?
AJ and I have talked. We're in a great place.
Hugh, your thought on that juxtaposition?
Jalen's a smart man. He could have just said no, because that's what you was feeling.
No, he can't say no.
Yeah, why not?
No, you can't say no.
Why not?
He's going to sit there, and the guy's not fired, and say, I don't want him back?
He can't do that. Joe, and Kyle, for that matter.
He can't.
You saw the way I was looking at yours.
That's just like somebody asked me, hey, how you like working with Joe Giglio? Well, I'm going to talk to Rod about that. That's Rod's decision.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you saying that? No without saying no.
Okay,
yeah,
so you might as well say no.
No, he can't say no.
Why not?
Because if he says no, you know what that is. He's putting all the blame on Petullo.
What did we just agree that he just said?
No, hold on. He leaves like reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
By not outright saying it.
I've been working with you guys for 3 years.
He can't say
no. Hold on. That'd be so unprofessional if he said no. Okay,
but no,
he can't
do that. It'd be honest. It'd be my honest feeling.
No, but he's the
franchise quarterback.
How long have I been working with y'all? How long have I been working with y'all?
3 years.
If somebody asked me, because this is the reality of what he did. If I did you like that, Joe, our relationship changes.
Sure. Well, there's a change too.
Well, right. But there's a difference between that
there's absolutely
a difference, because if somebody said, do you like working with Joe, and the answer was actually yes, you're like, yes, of course I like working with Joe. If the answer is no, you don't outright say no.
This is what I'm trying to get you guys to see. If I don't say yes, then I'm saying no, regardless of how I say it.
But there's an image or like a front that you like. It sort of goes without saying that you have to be you have to take the high road.
No, it doesn't go without saying.
Yes, you do.
No, it does not.
You know you have to take the high road. Honesty is not always the best policy.
Kyle,
what are you talking
my
about?
My thing is this. You're right. I'm not arguing that point. But when you answer it that way, you're basically answering it no.
No.
So you might as well say no.
There's a difference between lying and not telling the truth.
I also think
there is.
He probably knows he's gone anyways, and he just didn't want to have to talk
because
about
everyone
dinner.
Knows what the real answer that you're saying is, but you can't already say it.
You'd have been better off saying, hey, that's a decision left for the people upstairs.
That's what he said.
But
you're still saying no. You're still saying no.
No, but that's the best way to say no. We know that he's saying no.
You got
to
say, you might as well say no, dog.
No.
You might as well say no.
All right, that's not it, though. We have more. Jeff McClain on his podcast. Here he's talking about the future of Petullo and how this thing might go.
From what I understand, there were conversations being held over the last few weeks about, the questions that we were even asking ourselves as a kind of a media core was okay, what's it going to take for Kevin Petullo to stay? Do they have to get to the Super Bowl? Do they have to win to the Super Bowl? And internally they were asking themselves the same question. How bad will it look if we move on from him after reaching the Super Bowl? It could have happened and it might have happened, but this way they have an easy, it's an easy out. He's going to be removed and maybe he kind of goes back to his old spot as pass game coordinator. And what you'll hear from Nick Sirianni is I put him in a bad spot. This is my call. It wasn't fair to him coming off a Super Bowl title to put him into this position, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the whole thing sounds like spin. The whole thing sounds like scapegoat spin. That's what it feels like there. So they might keep him and just move him down the rung, which, again, that's fine. But as long as – I just think we need to come to an agreement here that this guy's getting way too much of the piece of the pie at the blame here. There's a lot of issues now.
Oh, no, he is, but he's the low man on the totem pole.
Yeah, so we just pile on.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as we're all on the same page.
That's how a scapegoat works.
That's basically
the definition.
Yeah, he's being scapegoated. All right, so Jeff McClain also wrote this morning about some sort of split within the building, Hugh, about the offense and why it's struggling. I'm going to read from the article. Quote, the Eagles' best leaders looked internally at themselves and what they can improve and refused to point fingers. But there was definitely some redirecting of criticism with the split about evenly distributed between Hurts and Petullo. This part was interesting. The Hurts critics just seem louder. Some of their gripes were performance-based, like the offense isn't exotic and moves slow because Hurts can't read complex defenses or doesn't want pre-snap motion, or his inability to process post-snap limits middle field throws, or he doesn't want to run as much anymore. That's from critics within the Eagles about Jalen Hurts. You good over there?
No, I'm just saying. I tried to tell y'all.
Both on the show.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying. I tried to tell y'all this. When I said maybe it was Jalen a few weeks ago, and we still don't know.
But may I just offer this? When everyone says the play calling wasn't creative enough, is that paragraph not potentially reasoning why the play calling was vanilla?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So what are we doing?
we got a $50 million quarterback. So we gonna blame the man that makes the least amount of money.
There we go.
Okay. Joe, I didn't say it was fair. But you asked me what it was.
That's sort of what we're asking.
It's not fair.
Is it fair?
No, it's not.
It's not fair.
It's not fair, but it's what's going to happen.
I'm aware.
Because who's going to believe? This is what we're talking about. Who's going to believe that Jalen's the problem when you've seen the success that Jalen has had?
Well, Kyle did point out something fair. The passing game stunk last year. He wasn't the coordinator.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Because of the running game and the offensive line and the back.
See,
defense.
We went over this a million times.
We've done this.
I hear what you're saying.
Do you?
But, you know what? I get it. I get it. But the reality is, the Mans went to two Super Bowls and both times.
So above reproach.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
So he's above reproach.
For what?
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever. I'm not saying he's above reproach because the worms turned. Because to your point, there's a lot of people, these stories, and I knew that this was going to happen. We all knew this was going to happen. We've been in this business long enough to know.
Of course it was.
At the end, when it went bad, you can't go bad when you're winning. But when you lose, that's when the chickens come home to roost. And that's what's happening now. Now, the question is, okay, Kevin Petullo is a sacrificial lamb. Bring forth the sacrificial lamb. You can't move on from Jalen. Because Jalen is a two-time Super Bowl participant, and he's had winning seasons. And I'm going to tell you the truism about all this. Hard to find a quarterback, man. Regardless of Jalen's shortcomings or whatever you want to say, he has been successful in the NFL. You can't argue that for whatever reason. If it's that they've dumbed it down for him or made it conducive for him, it could be the talent. But the bottom line is this. This team is better with Jalen at the helm right now. In the eyes of the fans, I should say.
Well, yeah.
So
without offering an alternative.
But see, that's where you're at. You can't move on from him. Yeah. He's the last person that if we're talking about the hierarchy of how this thing's going to change, he's going to be the last person you decide to move off of.
Well, I mean, what's
AJ higher than that? Kevin Petullo is the number one candidate.
I mean, Petullo might be done by the end of the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Petullo, the number one candidate. But Jalen, no, we ain't doing that until it's proven that Jalen can't do certain things. That's the problem, Joe. We're recklessly speculating.
I know, but again, we like Jalen. We like the players. People buy their jerseys. They cheer for them. Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl, right? Like all those things.
There's
great.
The truism.
I get it. I mean, I understand where this is coming from. There's great memories with players. I mean, this is the same. We do this all the time in sports. We ignore the truth because we want to blame somebody else. It's easier. Makes us. We'll all feel good when they fire Kevin Petullo. I'm just saying, like the pie of blame feels way too big on one person versus everything else. And again, people hear this as Hurts. I mentioned the offensive line was a far cry from last year. The run game was a far cry. And without that, Jalen Hurts, you know, they're not going to score a bunch of points if it's a drop back passing game. We've known that his whole career. AJ was hurt. AJ was miserable the whole year. He dropped passes in the last game. Like, so it's all of them. But the coordinators gets the blame. So that's the way we go. One more quote from the article here. I want to read this one to you, Hugh. This is from Jeff McClain today, Philadelphia Inquirer. Quote, it's hard to believe that Hurts doesn't have a say in those conversations. He's talking about the way the offense looks.
Mm-hmm.
He has said his influence has steadily increased. Some team sources have said it's much greater than has been conveyed. But if he has been overpowering coaches, isn't that as much of an indictment of Sirianni and Petullo as it is the quarterback?
Kind of said that.
Well, you did. You said that yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm a visionary.
But if...
I'm
not a visionary. I'm what?
I don't like how you do this and act like we all disagreed with you.
I mean,
we all haven't been saying the same thing.
No, hold on.
Full disclosure, you were the last to join. You were the one telling me all last offseason Hurts the second best player in the NFL.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
Was not.
He was.
Never
not,
was.
That's,
no,
that's clear.
No.
He was.
And Joe and I tried to tell you.
No, I didn't say that.
And then
the
you hopped on board,
player.
And now all of a sudden it's I'm an oracle.
Second, I said
get
the second
here.
Best quarterback.
Not a chance.
I said the second best quarterback.
Yeah, which was, which was a lie.
Twist my
yeah.
words
yeah, which was
there,
a lie.
Kyle Quinn.
Well, it was
yeah.
a, that was
it
also
was
a lie.
It was
true.
It wasn't even close.
It was the truth.
It wasn't even close.
It was the truth. I still stand by that.
Not even.
I'm a visionary.
Well, not right now. He's struggling right now.
Well, obviously, yeah.
He's struggling right now. But when I said it, when I dropped that gem.
No.
Nope.
It was a gem.
No,
right,
let's
really
go back
wasn't.
To the phone lines here. John and Wayne. What's up,
hey.
John?
You're just mad. You didn't think
yeah.
What's Hello? Up, man? What you got?
Hey, John.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Yes.
I'm on.
Good
hey,
God.
Hey, John. What's
yeah.
going on? What's
Love
up?
You. Love your show. Listen, and you, by the way, you are a child of God. Don't ever forget that, okay? You made a comment before that everybody called you a couple weeks ago, called you everything but a child of God. So don't ever forget that.
Well, thank
but anyway,
you.
Let
thank
me
you very
write
much.
That down in your notebook.
Down,
here.
Write
there
that
you
down.
Go. So listen, this is funny, man. I love Lamar and the points that he made, the second and 19th, and you know what kind of a play they're doing. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the last play of the game, and here's what I want to find out. I want to know. Nobody's addressed this. Here's a question I have: was that an optional route that these guys run when they run the defense was in quarters,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So each guy's covering a quarter of the field. But what happened on the snap of the ball? You had two inside linebackers that didn't blitz, did they?
No, they dropped. They dropped.
Coverage,
yep.
And what did Goddard do? He hooked right into the pass guy. He hooked right into those three. That's why you had the quarterback trying to throw the ball into three defenders. All he had – I'm telling you, you help me out here, all right? Hey, I was in Eddie Kayat's last camp as a running back,
mm-hmm,
all right, 50-something years ago, but I didn't wear a leather helmet or not have a face guard on, so I have a little bit of street cred.
No, I got you.
Nobody's talking about Goddard reading the play. You got to read that defense. All he had to do was turn outside instead of inside. What's he doing turning into the two linebackers?
It's John, it's an interesting question. John, good phone call. Hugh, what did you – so obviously the pass breakup, right? And
uh-huh.
And you wonder what happened there. What's the call for it? So what did you see on the last play? The Niners are in quarter coverage.
Well, they ran everybody off.
Yep.
And I didn't see – we were talking about it in a meeting. So it would look like you would have somebody underneath, but to your point, when we were talking about a meeting, you're not going to get the first down in that situation. But you got a chance to at least try to get to the get a touchdown or something like that. I don't know. To your point, Joe, you shouldn't have never been in that position if the plays were ran right. There's a lot of blame to go around when you talk about this offense and its ineptitude. And was it Jason Kelce pointed out last night? It was on the players. It's on everybody, man. It's just unfortunate that in this situation, that the scapegoat is going to be Kevin Petullo.
So yeah, and that play, I mean, his point is with the linebackers dropping into the middle, maybe Goddard could have went out, and maybe he could have. But here's what I don't know what he should have done. He and Hurts were on the same page. Like, Hurts seemed to realize he was going to come to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the important part is they have to be on the same page. Now, perhaps they both read it wrong and he should have went outside. The problem is, and you just kind of hit on this, if you're in a 4th and 11 with that condensed of the field, it's hard to convert
it's
that.
It's hard. I know that as defenders.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you're covering, you use the sidelines, use the end zone.
Right.
And things of that. To help you, they're like your guidelines or whatever.
Right, like if it's a play on the 50, you could clear someone out.
Yeah, and get yards and maybe you can get a first down because that's what it kind of felt like when you clear about out. Because initially when we were talking about it, that's what I was thinking because you had the crosser, and you were like, but it's 4th and 11.
I know,
and I was like, oh, so now it's but really when you talk about playing offense and plays of that. In that situation, ain't too many in the playbook.
Not for 4th and 11.
No, not too many. Ain't too many plays in the playbook for 4th and 11.
I mean, you're in trouble.
You're hoping at that point. You're hoping for something.
Honestly, when the ball was snapped and I kind of saw the way it was going, my hope was there was a defensive penalty, right?
Yeah, like, that's what you're hoping for. Yeah. You hope for a PI or something like that. Maybe you chuck it to the end zone.
Yeah, I mean,
and maybe you're hoping for the PI.
I did wonder. I mean, as you rewatch the play, and I've watched it a lot. AJ's got one, you know, like when the linebackers kind of crashed to the middle and Goddard, came in and everyone kind of condensed to the middle and it was basically three players on one. AJ had one-on-one on the outside. I wonder if he lost trust in AJ after all the drops. I mean,
yeah, that, cause maybe.
You would, if I had said to you, game on the line, right? And AJ's one-on-one corner of the end zone against an okay corner, right? Lenore's fine, but he's not like an all-pro kind of player. Wouldn't you throw that ball up
to
AJ?
Yeah, I would. I would. But that's something that you would think that a quarterback, him and his receiver, would be comfortable with.
I know.
The thing that we've been talking about all year, and that has been addressed, it didn't feel like these guys had continuity all year long, but they had success. Now, that's an anomaly. I've never heard of receivers and quarterbacks not working together in offseason. I remember hearing stories of Donovan in Arizona, because he lives in Arizona, and guys would fly out there and they would just, you know, work out
right
on a daily basis for like a couple weeks, you know, just to keep that continuity. That's what it's about. When you ask these guys, and you read some of the tweets that AJ had earlier, you're talking about who can I get to throw the ball to me?
Sure.
It's like, damn, well, isn't your quarterback supposed to be doing that for you can get that continuity?
Yeah, well, they need more of that. That's for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. A lot to talk about today. We are on Petullo Watch. We're also on Bo Bichette Watch. I need some good news here. We are waiting. Yes, I'm on Bo Bichette Watch.
And if you don't like somebody, just tell them you don't like them.
Yeah, who don't we like?
I'm just saying.
Are you back to that?
Yeah.
No.
You might as well.
Oh, no, he can't. He can't. Anyway, look with the...
You are the worst.
What do you want to do? Go up there and say fire Petullo?
If I didn't like you, Joe, I'll tell Rod. I'll be like, hey, man, I don't like Joe.
But the quarterback of an NFL team kind of has to be a little more.
No, but if you're asked a direct question, I believe in being honest.
I know, but that's good. It's good for a talk show host, not so much for the quarterback of a franchise. All right, anyway, Devin Katie's going to join us next after the break.
I hope you made it this far.
More of your calls.
That's an amazing thing.
It really is. It is. It's amazing. All right. Petullo, is he getting too much blame? He clearly is in my mind. This guy, where's your scapegoat in this guy? It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.